About 45 minutes after George Kudrea's 1st Platoon, G Company, had been ordered to the line, the 2nd Platoon's 17-year-old runner, Private George Gibbs, reported to his commanding officer, 2nd Lieutenant Bob Smith, with a message from Captain Sherman. The men were to leave their bivouac position in the coconut grove, 75 to 100 yards inland from the ocean beach, and head for the mouth of the Tanaru, 125 to 150 yards to the east, to give support for Kudrea's men engaged in deadly combat with the Japanese, who had crossed over the sand spit and into the 2nd Battalion's defense line. Platoon Sergeant John Robinson would be leading the 1st and 2nd squads to the point, while platoon guide Sergeant Ed Claffey would angle off to the left to the beach side. With Corporal Knight Farr in the lead and Assistant Squad Leader, Private First Class Al Schlemmer, bringing up the rear, the platoon's 1st squad formed up as if for close order drill and double-timed through the palms, followed by the 2nd squad. But when about two-thirds to the mouth of the Tanaru, they were abruptly met by machine gun fire flying overhead through the palms. All 9 men in Private Jim Couch's 2nd squad ran to shelter behind palm trees and piled up on top of each other. Recovering from the shock of first combat, the men of both squads spread out as they continued to move towards the Tanaru. When they neared the Japanese, who had made it across the spit and were now rushing towards them, illuminated by flares going off overhead, the Marines of the two squads responded by countercharging, but then their line buckled, lacking direction. "Out of smoke and powder," came a blast from Platoon Sergeant Robinson. "God damn it, you're going the wrong way. What the hell is this? The Japanese are over there." Regaining their courage, in response to the deep-throated blast from their jut-chinned leader, the men of the two squads plunged forward and began engaging the bayonet-wielding Japanese in hand-to-hand combat. Corporal Farr, in the 1st squad, led the fighting with his 4-man fire team. Private First Class Dick Stitt, a 22-year-old former guard on the University of Pittsburgh football team, emptied his BAR's 20-round magazine of 30-caliber bullets into the Japanese. While Stitt fired, Farr and the other two fire team members, Privates Tommy Lynch and Leo Carvalis, protected him with shots from their 03 Springfield rifles.